From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Army Staff Sergeant being investigated in the shooting deaths of 16 men, women, and children in Afghanistan has been flown out of the country to a pretrial confinement center. NPR's Tom Bowman has details on the decision to transport the soldier to Kuwait.
Officials said the decision for the sergeant to be taken out of the country was made by the top commander there, General John Allen, based on a legal recommendation. The sergeant, whose name has not been released, is from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State and is still being questioned by investigators. He's on his fourth combat tour. Military officers say he walked off his combat outpost near Kandahar City before dawn on Sunday and went on a rampage through two villages. The sergeant returned to the outpost, put down his weapon, and turned himself in. All that was captured by surveillance cameras. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Foreclosure activity is on the increase in about half the states in the U.S. That's after months of reduced activity as lenders and government officials dealt with the foreclosure robo-signing scandal.
We're definitely seeing signs that this foreclosure logjam is breaking up, and some of these properties are now moving through the process and even being foreclosed on.
That's Darren Bloomquist of the commercial foreclosure tracking and marketing firm RealtyTrack. He says overall, foreclosure activity is down from a year ago, but there are still millions of troubled properties either in foreclosure or soon to be. A new free trade agreement between the United States and South Korea takes effect today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the deal is expected to help boost exports to South Korea by more than $10 billion a year.
President Obama telephoned South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak to celebrate the treaty's effective date. U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk says as of midnight, South Korea is dropping import tariffs on 80% of U.S. manufactured goods and about two-thirds of American farm products.
So it is a huge value added to any farmer, rancher, business person, service provider that is offering services to Korea.
The trade deal, initiated under George W. Bush, was finally ratified last year after Mr. Obama renegotiated some elements to make the deal more favorable to American automakers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
European stock prices are close to even from yesterday, investors taking a breather and price levels at multi-month highs. Asian markets closed mixed today on some caution about China's slowing economic growth rate. And today we'll find out if the Dow Industrials can extend a winning streak to seven straight sessions. Weekly unemployment figures come out this morning. Many economists expect a downturn, or rather another downward trend in benefit applications. This is NPR News. Vice President Joe Biden heads out today on his first major public mission for the president's re-election campaign. He's to speak at a United Auto Workers Union Hall in Toledo, Ohio, with a blunt defense of the auto industry bailout Republicans criticize. Biden grew up in a working-class family in Pennsylvania, and political observers expect the Obama campaign to put him to use connecting with working people. Campaign officials say Biden's speeches will sharply frame the differences between the Obama administration and Republican challengers. Several major medical groups are out with new guidelines for how frequently women need to get screened for cervical cancer. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, the guidelines say most women only need to get pap tests every 3 years for most of their lives.
More than 12,000 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, and more than 4,000 die from the disease. For years, doctors recommended that most women get pap smears every year or two. The idea is to catch any signs of cervical cancer early, when it's easiest to prevent and treat. But according to the new guidelines, that's not necessary. In fact, screening frequently has real downsides. The American Cancer Society and three other groups say most women can wait until they are 21 before they even start testing. And then they can do it every 3 years if everything looks okay. Once they hit 30, the guidelines say women could get screened every 5 years if they also get tested for HPV, the virus that causes cervical cancer. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Apple says after its latest iPad tablet goes on sale in the U.S. tomorrow, it will make the device available in other countries about a week later. This is NPR News.